So let's review. Our shir began with the Mishnah. Hachoshish b'shinov lo yigamea behen es hachoymitz av motavel hu kedarkoi v'm nisrapi nisrapi. One who has a toothache may not rinse with a vinegar, because that is an obvious form of refuah. However, he may dip food in vinegar in a way that he would normally eat. The Gemara questions. Why does the Mishnah assume that vinegar is good for the teeth? Since the pasuk initially referring to a lazy person says, kechoymitz l'shinayim uchoashan l'inayim. He is like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, which implies that vinegar is harmful to the teeth. The Gemara offers two answers. The pasuk is referring to juice of unripe fruit, which is bad for the teeth. But our Mishnah is talking about vinegar, which is good for the teeth. Vinegar is good for teeth that have a wound. It is harmful to healthy teeth. The Mishnah implies that even if you swallow the vinegar, it is an isser. The Braisa says that only rinsing and spitting it out is asr, but rinsing and swallowing is mutter. The Gemara gives two answers. Our Mishnah also only forbids rinsing and spitting out, but would permit rinsing and swallowing. Rav Amar, kan lefnei tibul, kan lachar tibul. Our Mishnah forbids swallowing the vinegar after the meal is over when it is clearly being used as medicine, but the Braisa allows swallowing it before the meal when it looks like a natural part of the meal. The Gemara questions, how could Rav distinguish between rinsing and swallowing before the meal or after the meal, considering that he generally holds the concept of hoyl, that once something is permitted in one context, we permit it in all contexts. As Rav taught, kol chiyuv tefillah is tovin kedarkan, bein b'tisha b'av bein b'kippurim. One may go to the mikvah on Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur for tefillah mitzvah, since it is mutter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and there is no issue of misakin repairing. This does not apply in our times. The Gemara answers that Rav indeed holds hoyl, and Rav retracted his answer that distinguishes between before and after the meal. Rashi notes, in conclusion, Rav will agree with Abaya that our Mishnah is talking about Migameu Pilot, which is forbidden. The Mishnah taught, Hachoshish b'masnav lo yisach yayin v'chemetz, avosachu esashemen. One may not rub wine or vinegar on his loins as a medicine, but may use oil for that purpose. V'loy shemen vered. There's a machlekes whether a regular person may use shemen vered, rose oil, for that purpose. The Tanakhama forbids it, since regular people would only use rose oil for medicine. Rashi explains, because it's expensive and rare. Umucha milsa de rafuhi. And it's obviously being used for therapeutic purposes. B'nei malachim sochen shemen vered amakasein, shekin darkon losach b'chayl. Princes may use rose oil for refuah because they use it regularly. Reb Shimon permits it since kol Yisrael b'nei malachim. All Jews are considered princes. Amrab Abba bar Zavdu amrav halachik Reb Shimon. Rav holds like Reb Shimon v'lav mitameh. He agrees with the pesach of Reb Shimon, but for a totally different reason. Reb Shimon holds that even where rose oil is not commonly used by regular people for non-therapeutic purposes, it is permissible because kol yisrael b'nei malachim. Rav holds ishchiach in v'lo ishchiach lai. Rav holds it is only permissible in places where it is commonly used by regular people. Where it's not used by commoners, it's indeed forbidden. U'ba'asad Rav shchiach mishcha devarda. Where Rav lived, it was very common. Only there is it permitted for everybody. As part of this discussion, the Gemara teaches that in the machlekes regarding Rav, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that davish ein miskaven is aser, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon that it's mutter. Ha'nolach shmoy nishrotzim. Rabbi Baruch Hashem completed the 14th parak shmoy nishrotzim and begin the 15th parak ve'elik kasham be'ezer Hashem. Parak of ve'elik kasham discusses the malach of tying and untying knots on Shabbos. It begins by teaching that there are three types or levels of knots. Level 1 being chayv not tayra, level 2 being asim drabanan, level 3 being mutter l'ketchila zok de mishnah. A person is chayv for tying or untying the permanent knot that ties the ring into the camel's nose, or the permanent knot that ties the rings onto the ship, which are generally categorized as a double knot. Some knots are more temporary in nature, and one would not be chayv for tying them. The knots that tie a leash to an animal's nose ring and an anchor to a ship's ring are not permanent enough to be chayv min d'oraisa, but they are permanent enough to be asim d'rabbanan. And level 3 being, kasheres isha mafteach chalukah v'chuti svacha v'shal psakya, v'ritzuas minl v'sandal v'noydis yayin v'shemen v'kader shal basa. Various knots in a person's clothing and some common household items are considered to be so temporary that they may even be tied like a tchila on Shabbos. Remeir Eimer, kol kesher shu yachal atira be'achas miyadav ein chayav nalav. Remeir, who is mentioned in the first Mishnah, holds that any knot you can untie with just one hand is not subject to the malachas d'oraisa of kosher matter. The Gemara is not sure if the reason Rav Meir is lenient because of the ability to untie it with one hand, or the fact that normally only very loose knots can be untied with one hand. The nafkamina would be a bow which is tied tightly but can be untied with one hand.